In times of need, we band together to support our neighbors. Ralco Radio, Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. Helping starts here. CJME.com.
On your Thursday morning, Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan, who is still on holiday. And today we are giving you the very latest on the wildfires up north. Today it is Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. We're bringing you the stories this morning of evacuees, of those on the front lines, those making the decisions behind the wildfires. We have thousands of people in this province right now out of their homes. A number of them have had to call Prince Albert home for the last, well, little while, certainly a couple weeks. Joined on the line this morning, Nigel Maxwell, PA Now reporter. Good morning, Nigel.
Good morning, Kevin.
So you've spent the last several weeks covering the wildfires in and around PA. I know you've talked to probably a lot of evacuees at this point. What kinds of things, Nigel, have you been hearing from them? What have they been telling you?
What really stood out for me is if you think about LaRonde, one of the evacuated communities, it's a normally a 2.5 hour drive. But during this evacuation process, it became almost a 5 or 6 hour drive due to the thick smoke surrounding their community, the long lines of congestion. And after arriving in Prince Albert, as you can imagine, they're tired, they're hungry, they're uncertain what the future holds. They're arriving at these registration centers, including SAS Polytech here in Prince Albert. And as a father myself, I saw one case where a young child's holding a suitcase, following his mother, not sure where they're going, where they are, having never been there before, and literally sitting there and waiting for where they're going to spend the night. And same thing with the evacuees. I'm talking to another place I took a stop. It was the PHEC Urban Services Center in Prince Albert. And a lot of them are coming from LaRonge on a bus, again, not sure. And they've been through this before in 2015. You remember the wildfires back then. But all of them saying it was never to this extreme, not knowing if they're going to have a home to come home to, if their cabin's going to be standing, what's going to be left for them. All they know for now is that they're taking on a night-by-night basis.
Do we know how many have been in PA, roughly, evacuee number-wise?
Well, you got to remember that PA was the initial kind of stopping point for a lot of the evacuees. So if they were coming in from Pelican Narrows or LaRonge, due to the hotel room shortage here in the city, some of them are stopping here for maybe 5 minutes and then getting back on the bus, and they're going to other centers like Saskatoon, Regina, Weyburn.
Yeah, I mean, they've traveled a lot, and we've been hearing those stories of how some have been on the road for hours just trying to find a place to rest their head at night. To Nigel Maxwell, PA Now reporter, joining me on the line this morning. And Nigel, you've traveled to other impacted communities as well.
It's been great during this whole process. A lot of communities have opened their doors, providing room for the evacuees. Like I said, there was a hotel room shortage happening here in the city. So to our surrounding bedroom communities, they said, hey, we'll find a spot for you. And one of those being Muscadet First Nation, which quite literally transformed their school, it's a beautiful school, into a makeshift temporary shelter for up to 200 evacuees. And I was stopping there. I went there, and people are dropping off clothes and food and toys. And you see volunteers, you know, they're all smiling, and they're all keeping their spirits up, and they're just happy to help these people in any way they can. And speaking of evacuees, try to imagine 200 cots set up in a school gym. I mean, and you're 6 hours away from home. And again, you got small children with you who are, you know, they're getting cranky, they're tired, they're not sure what they're going to do that day. They're being taken completely out of the routine. It's been really hard on these families, but all the kudos has to go to the communities who have stepped up. Got to mention James Smith Cree Nation as well, Montreal Lake, Batoche is another one, Sturgeon Lake First Nation. All these people, all these communities, amazing volunteers have stepped up to help these families in need.
And we know this is what Saskatchewan does as a whole, as a province. We pull together in times of need. And we have other examples, Nigel, of Prince Albert stepping up and helping evacuees. I know you just had a story about a Stronger Together. It's a free concert that the city is offering.
Yeah, organizer Cheryl Kimberly, well known in the local music scene here for putting on big events, Country North Show just being one example every year. And anyway, she put up a social media post one day going, hey, would anybody be interested? Within 5 minutes, she had her message box filled with bands saying, here, I'll do this. Her son and other local community groups are saying, I'll provide the kids activities. I'll do face painting. I'll do something to help this cause. And yesterday it ran from about noon to about 9 o'clock. And I even spoke to some of the evacuees down there yesterday, and it was emphasized to me again, this was so nice to help lift their spirits. Although they were going home the next day, they messaged me like, you know what? This is the first time in almost 2 weeks where I could just sit. I didn't have to worry about jumping around from place to place, where my kids are going to go, who I have to call. Just sit there and enjoy and have a nice afternoon of fun.
Thanks for your time, Nigel, and we really appreciate the reporting that you've done for the wildfires and the evacuees. Great work as always.
You're welcome, Kevin.
God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club, oh mama.
7:54. Yeah, it is a critically important game for the Edmonton Oilers tonight. Game 4 in Florida, down 2-1 in the series in the Stanley Cup Final. Blues and the Panthers have a stranglehold on this series. Win and the Oilers will be all tied up at 2 with this series and becoming a best of 3. Now, you know the Oilers will come out firing tonight after that 6-1 blowout loss in game number 3. And you heard some of the comments from Connor McDavid, captain of the Oilers, that yes, clearly the last game was not their best. But he says they haven't even played their best in this series yet. So it's, in a way, frightening for Panthers if they do, in fact, come out the Oilers and play their best. Game 4 tonight again in Florida. Don't forget, Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. You can donate until 6 tonight online at theredcross.ca/SK Day of Caring, CJME.com. You can click on the Day of Caring banner as well. Your donations will be matched by the federal government, so your gift goes twice as far. Every $1 donated becomes $2 to support the families and individuals most affected by these devastating wildfires up north.
He wear no shoe shine, he got toe jam football, he got monkey finger, he shoot Coca-Cola, he say, I know you, you know me. One thing I can tell you is you got to be free, come together.
8:14, it's Thursday morning, Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan. And we have our first total for this Ralco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief to share with you. $23,322.10 so far. And as well, we can just tell you moments ago, the Saskatoon Co-op just made a donation of $25,000. Keep in mind, every dollar that you donate, the federal government we'll have a matching donation. And as well, that's not all. Nutrien is stepping up, matching your donations to the Red Cross up to $100,000, all to support wildfire relief. We have thousands out of their homes this morning. And 980 CJME reporter Shane Clausing just talked to a number of them in Prince Albert. Shane joins me on the line this morning. Good morning, Shane.
Morning, Kevin.
So you spent a little bit of time in PA yesterday talking to evacuees. What kinds of things are they saying?
Yeah, it was a really weird scene yesterday because for the last, I guess, almost 2 weeks, they've been there just kind of sitting and waiting and just hoping for the best news. And a lot of people, thankfully, are going home to good news with LaRonge obviously lifting its evacuation. A lot of people in Prince Albert obviously were from LaRonge and had to be evacuated. So a lot of them are able to go home today, which is great. But on the other end of the spectrum and the room, I guess, there were a lot of people who lost their houses. I talked to Margaret Gardner. She lives up in Dunera Beach, and she's been living in her home, I think, over 50-plus years. She's raised her kids, raised a family. Grandkids have been there, and it's gone completely. And she was completely shocked by it and just basically told me, she's like, I'm homeless. I don't know what to do now. So it was a really weird mood because on one end, it's a celebration. On the other end, it's no one knows what's going to happen next.
Yeah, and that's the challenge. I know she said that if she had to, she would, yeah, pitch a tent where her house used to be and live there for now. I can imagine. I mean, that's what they're saying. I can imagine, though, Shane, too, the stress is plastered all over a lot of these evacuees' faces.
Oh, 100%. And I mean, like Margaret told me too, she's like, I'm homeless. I don't know what's next. And I said, has anyone talked to you kind of on what the next steps are? She said, no. She said she heard some rumors. Maybe they're going to put up some trailers in the town as the community starts to rebuild. But she has no idea if she's going to be rebuilding. She has no idea what the insurance is going to look like. She has literally no idea what's next. She luckily has a family and friends in the community who all sound eager to help her no matter what. But yeah, definitely a lot of stress for a lot of people still, even though it seems like better days are ahead for most.
How was the air in Prince Albert yesterday? What were the conditions like?
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. When I got there around 1 o'clock, it wasn't great, but it was still better than what we saw in Saskatoon. And then as I left the city at 5 o'clock, it was almost clear, Kevin. So it was a weird day. So I guess maybe there are some greener pastures ahead and the smoke is kind of shifting more eastward, but the air actually, it was better than Saskatoon, which I couldn't believe.
Thanks for doing this, Shane.
Anytime, Kevin.
980 CJME's reporter Shane Clausing talking about some of the interactions he had with evacuees in Prince Albert. So we talked to Nigel Maxwell earlier this morning from PA Now reporting, and yeah, he's talked to a number of evacuees over the last number of weeks as well, all sharing that picture of, you know, stress, of uncertainty. These are the types of people who are now out of their homes in this province. And whether you know them or not, these are our neighbors. These are Rider fans like you. They have more than likely visited the business that you run in the past. They've been to Regina. They've been to other communities around the province. These are people that we care about. And now they are struggling to live their lives in an ordinary fashion. Doesn't ordinary for a lot of us sound so good? We may take it for granted. Of course, they can't live that ordinary life for now. But the good news today, as you've been hearing and as Shane touched on as well, we have a number of communities that are heading back today, including LaRonge, Airrange. Talked to Airrange as mayor a little bit earlier this morning. And there is some cause for, you know, maybe not full-on celebration because you're going home to something, a situation that you don't necessarily know if your home's going to be damaged, but certainly some sense of relief for the thousands of evacuees this morning. I'll give a little bit. I'll give a little bit of my life for you. 8:24. Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief. We have our first total for this Day of Caring. $23,322.10 so far. As well, we can tell you, Saskatoon Co-op made a donation this hour of $25,000. The federal government is matching donations, and as well, Nutrien is stepping up, matching your donations to the Red Cross up to $100,000. You can donate at redcross.ca/SK Day of Caring. And as well, you can head to cjme.com and click on the Day of Caring banner that we have up for you. Money raised goes to those most affected by wildfires. We're bringing you the stories this morning of some of the evacuees that are now out of their home, wondering what's next. We've been hearing this morning from Moira Davis. She is from Creighton. She's not there now. She's out of her home. She has spent the last number of weeks, more than 2 weeks, out of her home. She's been in hotels in Manitoba, here in this province. At the moment, she is living with her son in Saskatoon. Her husband's with her. And I talked to her, and she says, to give you an idea, they're running out of clothes. So her husband, for example, has to now borrow clothes that his son has because he just doesn't have that many, as you can imagine, when you have to leave your home at a moment's notice. You know, you're not taking your entire closet with you. As you can understand, there is, you know, the physical challenge of being out of your home, but Davis tells me there's also a mental drain.
My brain has been spinning like a top. But so something I did really good. I thought I was doing super well. I thought, okay, we'll get through this, whatever. And then you guys would know the Flintstone Bombers because we play lots of the SJHL team. Yeah. So I follow the Bombers on Facebook. We're season members. And then on Facebook, the Flintstone Bombers posted, oh God, my God, they posted former players and even local kids whose parents may have lost their home. And they all just talked about trying to support us and what a beautiful place we lived. And I'm sorry. And that broke me. That absolutely broke me. My kid had been a Bomber. It's our hometown.
Again, part of the conversation I had with Moira Davis, evacuee from Creighton. The good news today, more than 15 communities are heading back. And that includes LaRonge and Aironge, that area. Right now, there are 23 active wildfires burning. 6 of them are not contained as of this morning.